an addict. My name is Mel. What's up, Ocean City? I'm grateful to the God of my understanding for another day clean. Grateful to the God of my understanding as well for this God-given program that we have, these steps that help me and help everybody in this room get another day clean as well. And I'm grateful to CPRCNA for having the opportunity to share my experience, my strength, and my hope. Maybe that's better, right? On the power of attraction. Now, in starting off any discussion regarding the power of attraction, first thing that really kind of came to mind is our primary purpose. And I'll tell you what. My primary purpose when I first came in here wasn't what our primary purpose really actually is. Okay, and maybe you can identify, at least a couple of you. But our primary purpose, as we heard in the speaker meeting, right, to remain clean just for today and to carry the message to the addict who still suffers. And that message is that an addict, any addict, can stop using, lose the desire to use, find a new way to live. I wasn't all about that new way to live when I first came in here, I'll tell you that. And what I'll say to you, and if there's any folks, because I couldn't identify, I was looking for ways to identify out as soon as I came in. I don't know if anybody can relate to that in here. But if there's anybody new in here as well, hopefully maybe there are, because you're the most important person in this room. Just so maybe, because this is what I could identify with when I was brand new, and let's just say it. This was the power of attraction to me, brand new and really before I even came in. So if there's anybody in the room who ever moved your hand, right in front of your face, and in strobe light, you saw like 1,000 hands in front of your face, we're cut from the same cloth. We're family. If there's anybody in this room who ever had too much of their favorite beverage at some sort of function, and you were driving home, but there was two of everything in front of you, and you had to shut one of your eyes so you could see one thing to get home, we're cut from the same cloth. We're family. A year and a half ago, I had basically three sinus infections within about 9 months' time, and I was referred to an ear, nose, and throat doctor, and they had this contraption, and it had this light in it, and this long doohickey where she kind of like jammed it up my nose, went all the way up into my, it's a dangerous place to be, into my head. And she was looking for stuff that might, maybe I had problems with my sinuses. Now, if anybody in the room would have ever had any concern with a doctor going up inside your nasal cavities to see what was in there, we're cut from the same cloth. We're family. And if there's also anybody in the room who ever said to themselves, "Holy, I did it again. I said I'd never do it. I did it again." The shame and the loneliness, the pain, we're cut from the same cloth. We're family. So I was sure that the second week of February of 2007 was the worst week of my life. And I say that largely because I had two family members in hospitals in Washington, D.C., two different sides of Washington, D.C. One of those family members, thank God, a failed suicide attempt. The other family member just had back surgery, had been on pain management for a number of years, was using the pain medications to excess, let's say, and we were hoping that this surgery would first give her some modicum of just a little bit of lessening of the pain, and maybe that might start a waning of the using of the medications as well. So what the hell does that have to do with me? Because if I'm not talking about me, I'm not talking about anything, right? Well, the best I could do at that time, you see, I work in Baltimore, and the best I could do was just bitch and moan about having to drive from Baltimore down to one corner of D.C. to the other corner of D.C., back and forth and back and forth to do this. But I knew that I had the solution to my problem in a bottle in my freezer at home once I was done doing the driving. And once I got sick and tired of that piece, what ended up happening was that one of those family members was... They're both of these family members are part of us. And one of them ended up in an IOP. He was recommended, my son, he was recommended that he go to an IOP. And in IOP, they recommended that they go to Narcotics Anonymous meetings. Now, he was younger than driving age at the time, and so the other one of us, his mom, my wife, was the one driving him back and forth to meetings. So they went back and forth to meetings, but early on in this whole cycle, cool thing was that that pamphlet, Am I an Addict? It made its way mysteriously somehow into our car. And my wife picked up that thing. Anybody ever read that thing too? Some of the questions in there. It's like, have you ever used every day? It's like, hello? Have you ever used one thing to counteract the effects of another thing? Hello? Have you ever used anything to wake up or use anything to go to sleep? Hello? Right? And she said, oh my gosh, I'm an addict. She came into recovery as well. So I had two of my family members in recovery. I had the restoration to sanity we talk about in here happening right under my nose for 13 months, but they were the ones that had the problem. Yeah. I was all good, man. I wasn't using the pain medications. I wasn't the one using any of the other. I didn't have, right? No problem. Until I got sick and tired of being sick and tired. They would come home from meetings, and I knew that when they went to meetings, I had 2 hours to do whatever. It was on. I could do, I don't know about you, I could do some damage in 2 hours, right? So I could do whatever, and I'd come home, and I'd be passed out. They'd come in, and I'm going to tell you, there was a bond between these two that look, they're mother and son, okay? But there was a bond between them that I had never seen before. I didn't know what I was looking at. I knew that I wanted it, though. But what I will say is this. In our most recent piece of literature, it was described much better than I could for you. And living clean. So many of us notice when we first come to meetings that members who are recovering and happy with themselves seem to shine. That light of the Spirit is the most beautiful thing we have to offer. I wanted that. I just didn't want to do the work for it. I didn't want to discover who I was. I didn't want to do any of that work. But that was the power of attraction right under my nose for 13 months. When I got tired of waking up and feeling like I was going to puke in my car on my way to work. Having to knock one back in the middle of the day so I could get through the day. And the madness starting all over again that night. Finally, I came into recovery, but kept you all at arm's length because you all were the ones with the problem. You loved me until I began to at least get an idea that I could learn to love myself. I went to their first anniversary meeting, and I felt the same vibe off of you all. I was sure it was a cult. You all told me all this stuff about the 90 and 90. You all told me the stuff about the sponsor. You all told me all this stuff. And so one time I was going to a business on a business trip up to Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Anybody from Beehive area up here or Beehive area and also Steamtown area as well. You right. I was up there. This is before I came into recovery though. I didn't know those areas at the time. So I get up to my hotel and I get a call that my son had been hit by a car. He had a tibia fibula fracture. Those are the two bottom bones in your leg. They had to put a rod in his leg. So they took him to Baltimore Shock Trauma and they put a rod in his leg. He was convalescing at home after this whole thing. And remember, restoration to sanity under my nose and they brought a meeting to my house. It was under my nose. I didn't go looking for it. It came not really. Okay, I'm not that egotistical to say that it came for me. It came for them, but it came to me too. The attics took over my living room. I was sent to go get coffee for the attics. I got coffee. They shared. The most serious stuff, the most gut-wrenching stuff. They're emptying their insides. I was like, who the hell does this, right? They're emptying themselves and they're laughing at the same time. What the is so funny? What is so funny? But I opened my mouth that day too. It was a small meeting, so we double dipped and all that stuff. It was good, man. And again, in living clean, right? The way we share this level of deep identification that makes NA so special to us, talking openly about feelings, finding humor in some of the darkest, most frightening things that have happened to us, this is not always available outside the rooms. Try to take some of that stuff to your work, right? Yeah, see how they react to it, right? But I felt that same vibe off of them. One of those instigators who brought that meeting to my home, I asked to be my sponsor. Yeah. One of the instigators is my sponsor, has been my sponsor, still does my sponsor to this day. And then you all made the suggestions of 90 meetings in 90 days, getting used to sponsor, right? Don't pick up no matter what, work the steps, all of the basics that we do in here that maintain our spiritual condition so that we get that this day clean and hopefully the next day clean as well. And so began the whole process of surrender, taking inventory, our own inventory, then asking for the removal of our defects of character, then making amends, improving that conscious contact with the God of our understanding, and then carrying that message and living this in all of our affairs, doing the best that we can to do that. And I'll tell you what, it has made a huge difference. A lot of the situations that I have in my life are very much the same as they were when I was brand new. But you know what? I have a new way of looking at those things. And that's from the attraction that I get from the people in the rooms overall, the sharing that I got, and then also the attraction that I got from just seeing my family members do this thing too. And now the power of attraction in my own life as well, what I'll say to you is there's a very small group that meets, it's primarily my sponsorship family and a couple others as well, a men's step study group, 10:30 on Sunday morning. So we've been doing it pretty much every Sunday. And I'll say to you, you know what? I don't know. Maybe there's folks in here who feel like they can say anything they want to in a meeting. There's some things that I feel that I don't feel as comfortable saying in a meeting, but in the right context, I can empty myself, and that's what this meeting has been. You know what? Not everybody in that meeting is the same age as me. Not all of them look like me. They all are different, but we were all talking about lots of the same sorts of things. So this last Sunday, a couple of us have loved ones who are having health issues, and we're talking about not only doing our best to help them through that pain, but you know what? And not to sound selfish about it, but you know what? That we feel pain because of it in that situation too. And being able to go through that pain and be there as best we possibly can versus where we were in our lives before we came into this process. Being able to, right? There's no way around it. We've got to be able to get through it. And being able to identify the power of attraction helps us so that we can support each other, so we can go ahead and be better us and carry that message, but also help others recover as well and have better lives. So I'll say this, and it has made all the difference, I know, in my life. The connection, because I never had a connection like this. I have family, blood family. You all have blood family too, right? But the connection, the identification that I have in here, I've never had anything like that in my life, because my life was about, I could be in a room full of people like I am right now and be completely, completely, utterly alone. And if I didn't feel like I was alone, and if I felt like you were a bother to me, then I'd just go ahead and put something in me so I would be oblivious to your existence, right? And it didn't even matter that you were there, at least not to me. To come from that and to be able to have some empathy and to be able to do my best to grow, but to do my best just for today. It's all the difference in the world. And think about this as we move forward in this meeting and then also in this convention as well. Again, from Living Clean, together we rise to the point of freedom. We need one another to get there. One of the most beautiful things we do in the fellowship is support one another in pursuit of our dreams. Sharing our hopes and our successes is as much a part of carrying our message as sharing our fears and difficulties. We have a message of hope to carry, a gift. It's a gift and an obligation. So, if you've ever walked up to that newcomer, they're brand new, right? Still shaky when they walk in the door, and started talking to them, we're cut from the same cloth. We're family. If you've carried the message, whatever way that you can, to the best of your ability, despite maybe your fears, despite maybe you weren't all that cool where you had to cool with the other person too, where you had to put your principles before your personalities, we're cut from the same cloth. We're family. So I'm grateful to the God of my understanding for Another Day Clean. I'm grateful to Narcotics Anonymous for this God-given program that helped me get that other day clean. And again, I'm grateful to CPRCNA for allowing me to share my experience, strength, and hope on the power of attraction. Thanks for letting me share.